We can look to the past for visions of how to shape our future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carolyn Eichner, professor of history and women's and gender studies at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, determines how the Paris communes can help us gain a more equitable future.
At dawn on March 18, 1871, working-class Parisian women stepped between cannons and French soldiers, physically blocking the troops from removing the artillery from their neighborhood. The military men refused orders to fire on the women and instead turned and arrested their leaders. This sparked the Paris Commune, France's revolutionary civil war that shook the 19th century and shaped the 20th. The Commune emerged as a radically egalitarian democracy with multiple power centers. Communards, as the participants became known, undertook programs for greater political, economic, and cultural equity. Women remained formally disenfranchised, but wielded authority in powerful political clubs, labor associations, and vigilance committees. The 72-day radical experiment ultimately ended with the French army's brutal slaughter of more than 15,000 Parisians in a week of bloody street battles. The Commune represents for some the last insurgent burst of the French Revolution's long wake, for others the first successful socialist uprising, and for yet others a model for egalitarian political, socioeconomic, and feminist change. Activists have referenced and incorporated its ideals into social and political movements across the world throughout the 20th and into the 21st centuries. Countless scholars in dozens of languages have examined the 1871 insurrection, taking positions ranging from exalting to damning this world-shaking event. Overturning hierarchies of class, religion, and gender, the Commune presented a concrete vision of alternate, more equitable possibilities.
That was Carolyn Eichner of the University of Wisconsin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.